This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, here at the control panel, ready to bring you some great information in sports from the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, my buddy, my friend, whose birthday is this weekend as well, too, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, listen, thanks a lot, Mike.
Happy birthday.
Listen, it's the weather is getting hotter. And
Yes, it is.
We're halfway through this year, which I cannot believe.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward very much to the second half of the year. I'm looking forward to the pro football season from the standpoint of finding out what teams do, what they should be doing to improve themselves on the landscape of a playoff situation.
Yeah, because it's two seasons, isn't it, really? And same with in baseball, basketball, hockey. You got the regular season, then you get into playoffs, and you got to be able to win those games in a row, kind of get on a hot streak when you're in the playoffs. Am I correct?
Well, look, you know, we're yes, that's correct. And so I'm interested to see, you know, what the local bums do here. The Chargers and the Rams.
We broadcast from Hollywood, California, so Fred looks at it here from the local standpoint, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And plus, I've talked to some people in the business who say that the team to beat is the New England Patriots.
Yeah, they're always solid. I love Bill Belichick, one of the great coaches, and Brady, and they always seem to have a game plan, and, you know, it starts from the top, and I think that Belichick is one of the great coaches of all time.
Well, I think they're extremely smart in how they draft, how they stockpile their team with players that fit the philosophy of what Tom Brady wants to do. In other words, they don't ask him to throw the ball down the field and run. You know, if you can't throw the deep ball, then you're over as a quarterback. To the contrary, all you do is bring back your offense and start running 18 to 20 yard patterns.
You run some patterns out there.
Run some
whatever your thoughts
run
are.
Some slot patterns.
Let us know. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Get your vehicle ready for 4th of July travel. Right now at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil Super Synthetic Motor Oil for $19.95. Protect against sludge and wear with Mobil Super Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know that maintaining your home, indoors and out, means working with the best brands. Lowe's helps you do it right by carrying trusted names like John Deere and Craftsman, and we help you save on them too. Now when you buy a John Deere Z-Track zero-turn mower, get a $200 Lowe's gift card via mail-in rebate. And you can get your choice of a Craftsman 20-volt max cordless string trimmer or a Craftsman 2-tool 20-volt max power tool combo kit for $99. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 626 U.S. only. John Deere offer excludes California, Alaska, and Hawaii.
Hey guys, losing your hair sucks, and I should know, I've lost mine. And 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. Well, it might be too late for me, but it's not too late for you. Now there's Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair you have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. For 5 minutes now and starting at just $10 a month, you'll never have to worry about your hair loss again. So you just sign up, takes less than 5 minutes, answer a few simple questions, snap a couple photos, and you complete your online doctor consultation. A licensed physician will review your info. They'll recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products that are out there. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you want to do is wait to see a doctor. For a limited time, you receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/golf. That's KEEPS.com/golf. Do it today. Keeps.com/golf.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from The Home Depot, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles. With over 40 colors to choose from, that's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Why do I always get the crummy camera? Looks like I've been on a drunk for about 5 weeks or something. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. If you check us out, we do the show live for you Wednesdays at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern, and then we play it back on the weekends at 12 noon. You hear us here on Sirius XM Channel 211, and we're on Sports Byline, also 6 a.m. These are all Pacific times, by the way. Add 3 hours for you East Coasters. Anyway, Fred gets the good camera. I've got this. You look really good, except now you look like I'm much taller than you are.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't
it's
know.
Good.
I don't understand.
I'll just kind of sneak down like this, okay? So there you go. Is that good?
You know,
yeah.
If I don't...
Yeah, you look
good. If I slouch a little bit?
Yeah. I'll fix you up. Don't worry. Anyway,
like right
let's talk
there.
A little bit here. First off, you're talking some football. Did you hear that Peyton Manning gave up? You, Fred Dreyer, were in the broadcast booth for a year doing comments and commentary and stuff on football games, and they wanted Peyton Manning in the booth, and he won't because he doesn't want to have to talk about his brother Eli.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe
it? I don't believe that.
You think that's a cop-out answer?
I just think that's a boilerplate answer to make it interesting why he didn't
okay.
choose to be in the booth. He'd be perfect in the booth. He's glib enough, and he knows enough, certainly. And I don't believe that.
All right, so you don't, and
no,
you've got insight.
I think it's BS.
All right, okay.
It stinks to me.
Okay.
You know, I mean, Peyton Manning turned down NFL because he didn't want to analyze Eli. That's ridiculous.
Okay, I'm with you on that. I'm going to support you
here
on that one.
Here's what it says.
Yeah.
Ryan O'Halloran of the Denver Post
yeah.
relayed a quote from Manning about turning down the Monday Night Football gig. Quote, I talked to the Monday Night Football folks, Manning said. I enjoyed talking to them, and I had a great conversation. It wasn't the right time of the year. Maybe it never will be, Manning says. Manning has analyzed his brother before, in part, for the ESPN Plus series, Detail in November of 2018.
Right.
During the episode, he broke down the Giants.
The 27-23 win over the 49ers, and Eli Manning had 19 of 31 passes, 188 yards, right?
Yeah.
And so Jordan Rand at ESPN called the Peyton's analysis mostly complimentary, with the only real knock being a block that Eli threw.
This is a non-story.
So it's you don't even want to spend time on this, right?
No, this is a non-story.
So why do you think he just didn't want to do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Yeah. These people here are just making
He doesn't
stuff
want to talk about the Broncos, he says, either.
No, that's not right. No.
So let me ask you this. You were a commentator there, and so you just treated everybody as equal and said, hey, the guy missed a block or he did this. You were honest. When you were there, you explained the game. In your head, I'm thinking, you had Mike Horn sitting on the couch wondering what the hell happened, and you're explaining it to me so I can understand what just happened in front of my eyeballs, correct?
Well, look, you can criticize somebody and not knock them.
True.
So why is he saying the reason I'm not going to do Monday Night Football be in the booth is because I don't want to have to analyze the offense of my brother and the New York Giants. You know, the point is that it's not you making anything up. There it is.
Yeah.
So just report it like a reporter would be. He can handle anything, you know, that guy.
Yeah, he handled games. He can handle this thing.
Yeah, well, what's the problem? So that's he may not be doing. He may have turned it down for some reason. We don't know. Who cares? But it's not because he didn't want to analyze Eli. That's ridiculous.
Now what about this incident in Las Vegas with this Ezekiel Elliott of the Dallas Cowboys, the running back there? They're saying he did not violate the personal conduct policy. He's going to face no discipline for a May incident in Vegas. Apparently. The NFL met with him, and your buddy, Roger Goodell, I've seen you and he talk before at various events and things, but Elliott was briefly detained, not arrested in the incident, when a security guard fell to the ground after being bumped by Ezekiel Elliott, the running back, and the NFL said it conducted a comprehensive investigation, included interviews with multiple witnesses, including security personnel and others with direct involvement.
Yeah.
They reviewed a review of the documentary and other information, and they say he met with Roger Goodell, and so this is what
there.
They did on
case
this thing.
Case closed.
Yeah, he says, I've worked hard to make better decisions and to live up to high standards that are expected of me. I failed to do that here, and I made a poor decision. I need to work harder to ensure I don't put myself in compromised situations in the future.
Yeah, and believe me, if it wasn't for the amount of money they're paying these people, they would push these guys down the road.
They would, wouldn't they?
Yes.
That wouldn't stand in the old days of football.
The National Football League is not a babysitting facility. This is, look, you show up, we give you your money, and you abide by the rules. If you don't, you're fined. If you're a troublemaker, we're going to get rid of you. And it's that simple. And if you can't behave yourself, you know, off the field during the off season, you know, we'll bring you in and talk to you, and we'll decide if we're going to fine you or if there's a problem. Can we help you with it? If not, then that's okay too. But it comes down to this: you either shut your mouth, behave properly, and do your job and collect your money and go home.
But okay, and I'm going to ask you another question, because in the days you, Fred Dreyer, when you played for the Rams, before that, New York Giants. I don't recall these kind of incidents going to the commissioner of the league. I recall that they would be handled by the team, right? Rosenblum would come and talk to you or whatever. You talk to the owner of the team. You sit there and you would have, you'd make the decisions and you'd get your reprimand there at the team level, correct?
Yeah. You would absolutely be notified. You'd either come in and talk to the owner, and the owner would simply say, we don't like what you're doing, or we do like what you're doing. You're doing a great job in the community, blah, blah, blah. But here's what we have a problem with. Fix it. If you don't, see ya.
And they would trade a player away if they were a problem player,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
They did that in baseball. They do it everywhere. Now they coddle these players. The players are coddled, and the reprimand comes down from the head of the league. It's almost like, you know, Big Daddy's got to step in. Why can't this happen at the ownership
There's
level?
There's too much money. I hate to say that. You know, I'm one for free enterprise and the capitalist the system. All that's true, but at the same time, there's just too many people making lots of money who can't control themselves, who are brats, who are babies. You know, I remember you give guys $22,000 a yearly salary for $22,000 to run down on punts, and they had a hard time finding the bus to get to the stadium. Well, that guy just disappeared. You never saw that guy again.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Today, nowadays, that guy's making $800,000-$750,000, and he still can't find the bus. And so they put him into some sort of a brain analyzing system.
Where they
try to figure out, why are you behaving this way?
Yeah,
and
okay.
The point is, we're paying you so much money, you must have value. So they asked the other respective coaches, doesn't Bronco have, isn't he great on punt coverages? Yeah, he's great. Is he replaceable? Well, I don't know. We're paying him a $750,000. He's pretty good. Well, the fact remains is that the guy is, you're giving him $750,000,
yep.
And he's sticking it up your rear end, so dump him.
Bronco is a problem.
In that league, you can find people to take $750,000 with no problem.
The great Fred Dreyer.
And behave themselves.
Fred Dreyer in the house here. It is the Loungers. Truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. We're going to take a quick break. Remind you, you can email Fred Dreyer, that's Dreyer, at crntalk.com. Follow him on Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer and Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. We'll be back.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
While back in the sports lounge, and if you watch us on Facebook Live where we have the video going, you get a chance to see what goes on behind the scenes. Fred and I are really good friends, and we talk to each other just like crazy during those breaks. What were you doing during the break? You didn't even look at me once. You're looking at all your birthday mail. This is your big deal.
Someone just sent me two beautiful birthday cards.
That's
here.
Nice.
This is really something that I...
A couple of birthday cards. Hold them up. Look at that. Like little Fred right there. There's a picture of you as a little boy.
That is me, actually.
Yeah. Who sent those?
Well, that little birthday card was sent by Gail Morgan.
That's nice,
Gail S. Morgan.
Yes.
And she's here in,
Fred's
in the Torrance, California.
A July 6th birthday baby.
And then, of course, this one here is Pamela Johnson. We want to thank Pamela for sending.
Oh, yeah, Pam, look at that. A picture, you know, right there. You fishing. You're one of the good fishermen out there.
Yeah, but it's really funny. It's easy to believe in honor and integrity when there are men like you in the world.
Whoa.
Very nice. Thank you.
That is very nice.
Thank you.
Hi to Beverly
and
Amy and Jennifer, who are watching us on Facebook Live.
Yep.
Along with a lot of other people. So let's get into it. It's 4th of July. Your birthday has always been July 6th. The lovely executive producer of the show, Courtney Cadera, her birthday on the 7th. You and Courtney, 1-2 punch right there. And so it's 4th of July. It's the big 4th of July weekend here. And Nike has recalled their special Betsy Ross flag Air Max 1 USA sneakers. These are beautiful white sneakers with the original American flag when there were 13 colonies. And Nike, I guess, talks to Colin Kaepernick, reached out to Nike because, you know, he's been a spokesperson for him, and he expresses concerns with
the
design.
He's the American historical expert.
Is that what he
is? That's what he is.
Okay. And so he... you know, he says that this could be, you know, the American flag and thinking back of the 13 colonies and there was slavery and things of that time. This could be a negative and they should dump the shoes, and they do. And now they've gone nuts for these things. $2,500 people are spending, if they can find them, to wear a pair of shoes. Now, I would not spend that much money, but I'd like a pair. They looked really nice.
Well, here's the beauty of this. Kaepernick says, I don't like that because it's slavery indicative.
Yeah, it would be.
Okay.
So
he creates a negative.
Yes.
Good cop, bad cop.
Yep.
And then the company decides, Nike decides, okay, we want to be sensitive, so we're going to pull them. Then there's a before they can get rid of them, because they already made a bunch of them. They decide that they're going to charge a bunch of money for them before they're discontinued.
Let me ask you.
So it's a scam.
So let me ask you a question. You know, if we're so worried about pastors, and I heard some dits on a morning show say, why did they put the Betsy Ross flag on there? Why do we even want to see that flag anymore? What is wrong with people that don't want to look back at the history to see where they came from and what they became? Here's the deal. In all the wars that we fought in this country, the most people that were lost here in the United States was in the Civil freaking War, and that was fought to free the slaves. So why can't we look at that history and be positive about it? Why should I wear a belt? Because belts might have been used to beat a slave, or dogs might have been used to trace the slaves. You can go nuts on this thing. It comes a time when you got to say, hey, slavery was a tough time in our country. There was a war over it. The slaves were free. Everybody is created equal. We're now equal. Let's treat each other as equal, and let's move along. And hey, there's our original 13 stars when people came over to try to get new freedoms here. And hey, maybe not everybody was free in the beginnings, but they certainly found the error of their ways and corrected it, and enjoy ourselves and be patriotic. And why can't we, while we're at it, Fred Dreyer, have a parade? When I was a kid at a 4th of July parade, I couldn't wait until the fire trucks came down or a Jeep came by. So if we want to put a tank in a parade, it's got nothing to do with whether the Republican is black, white, Republican, Democrat. I'm a patriot, and I want to be honoring my country. See a tank if I'm a little kid and go, wow, I might want to defend my country someday or become a firefighter if I see this. I'm sorry I'm babbling, but I'm just a little upset about this whole thing.
Are you all right?
I got a little redder. I'm going to have to cool
you're
down.
You're pink. You're actually pink now.
Thank you. Okay. I'm okay now.
Hey, listen, by the way.
Am I right, though?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, you're right. The issue is, why aren't we having this discussion in school? And if you have it in school and you work it out, and you argue or you inform people, you let people know. I don't remember having arguments in history class or in social studies or any of these classes that helped inspire my vision of what a great country we have. I don't remember arguing at all about any of this stuff being racist. The whole idea was it was racism in the southern states, and they wanted to get rid of racism, and they wanted to get rid of slavery in the southern states. There's like three states, for crying out loud, and that believed in this, and they printed money. You know, the southern
they had the southern states. They're fighting
stuff.
The north exactly.
But the issue is why what happened to this conversation. And that's and it's the black politic of the unions of the school system in America that says you can't have the conversation because it's racist. And so therefore, if that argument is not being presented and talked about and discussed
in the schools
and resolved to some degree on a continuing basis to show what the progression of this country has been towards racism, then it bleeds out into the culture as it does now.
With a stupid thing like this shoe, for gosh sakes. It's a dumb shoe with the original 13 stars of the American flag for the 13 colonies. And there you have it. And now, because an issue has been made over it, now somebody wants it because they want this collector's item that won't be out there. I mean, for gosh sakes, where does this end? Where can we just throw the gauntlet down and say, you know, let's just enjoy the 4th of July and be a patriot?
Where's the school teacher? I want to know where the school teacher is that tells these people that you can't teach American history to shut up and get out of the classroom. Yeah. They're the ones setting... They're the ones, the administrators, the ones that are setting the itinerary for what is being taught in our schools. And it's all being massaged because nobody's brave enough to stand up and fight
right.
for it.
One idiotic commentator on Fox News said that the president should not be patriotic. Are you kidding me? Every president should be patriotic.
You just got to tell these people to shut up. You got to stop being tolerant and just tell them to shut up and hit the road.
Fred Dreyer in the Sports Lounge. We'll be back. If you're like me, you've seen those MyPillow ads all over television, and you know what? I finally ordered some, and I finally tried them. And let me tell you, if you want to get a full night's rest and not find yourself waking up too many times during the night, get MyPillow. I tried them. My sleepless night's gone. I wake up feeling refreshed, more so than ever before. And MyPillow adjusts to the shape. If you're a back sleeper, stomach sleeper, side sleeper, I do back and side, so you get the pillow sent to you that you need. It changes the way you sleep forever. MyPillow's made right at in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable. There's a 10-year warranty. And here's the best part. For a limited time, you can get four MyPillows. That's right, four for half the price. You get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. You got nothing to lose. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WINNER. That's MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, or call directly 800-513-3363. We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, with the legend Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end.
Thank you.
The acting legend from Hunter and Land's End and Agent X, and Crisis, and Bumblebee, and all so many good things for you. Sad news, and we want to just touch on this thing here. The Angels, Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs, just 27, found dead in Texas. There's no foul play, they think. He just pitched against the Oakland A's on Saturday. Major League Baseball canceled a Monday night game for the Angels on that. And the team said Tyler has and always will be an important part of the Angels family. Thoughts and prayers are with his wife, Carly, and his entire family. He just married recently. And, boy, even like Bryce Harper shared his condolences, saying, "By far the nastiest prep arm I ever faced. My thoughts and prayers go out to Tyler's family. Gone too soon." Cleveland Indians ace Trevor Bauer said, "We came up together. We won together. We laughed and celebrated together." It's a sad thing, Fred.
You know, it's not like he had a, 25-year career. You know, he's 27 years of age.
Just starting out.
And I don't know. It sounds kind of funny, but possibly an aneurysm of some sort. Yes, they say there was no funny business.
Yeah. Well, the Angels are kind of a team. They faced a lot of things. Lyman Bostock, remember, he was murdered, and Donnie Moore committed suicide. And they've had a lot of injuries, accidents,
was it Earhart?
Oh yeah,
it was a pitcher. You know, he was a pitcher.
Yeah.
That he left the stadium.
And was in a traffic accident.
Got hit by an illegal alien in traffic.
Yeah. I mean, this is sad stuff. I know a lot of this stuff happens, and you hope you don't want to hear about it always. It's like, that's tough stuff. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the family here Tyler Skaggs and to the Angels organization. It's a class act organization, and it's just, that is just sad news. I don't know how you recover from something like that.
It takes a while, that's for sure. You never really do, but, you know, life does go on, and they're surrounded by a lot of people. He has a lot of friends, and I'm certainly there comforting the family now.
Well, this July 4th weekend, you should just really take time to enjoy every minute of your life, because things change without notice, and that's the way life is. Follow Fred Dreyer, by the way, on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to send him emails too. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. You had a comment on something we talk about, you want a question, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300 team regional and sports centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Losing hair sucks. And 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that 2 out of 3. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, a licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. For a limited time, receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/golf. That's KEEPS.com. Keeps.com/golf.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get your vehicle ready for 4th of July travel. Right now at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store, pick up 5 quarts of Mobile Super Synthetic Motor Oil for $19.95. Protect against sludge and wear with Mobile Super Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from The Home Depot, starting at just $299 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at just $299 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
You'll do it right to make your home look its best, indoors and out. Lowe's does it right, too, because we're the only national home center that carries Purdy paintbrushes and rollers, the number one brand preferred by pros. So if it's good enough for pro jobs, you can be sure it can take on yours. For your outdoors, update your patio furniture and save big with up to 25% off patio clearance items. Whatever your next project, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. U.S. only.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Welcome back to the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Glad to bring you Fred's look inside the world of sports as we can give you the reasons behind things. You know, we've got 4th of July weekend we'll talk about here in a little second. You had a story, by the way, about the 4th of July. Am I right? As a kid, was this a big holiday
well,
for you?
Well, look, you know, the 4th of July here in Southern California, it was very monumental to me because we live in a desert. And it's always hot, it's always windy, and there's always the chance of fires popping up,
yep.
You know. And I remember as a kid, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years of age, excuse me, where, you know, there were always fire engines. There were always the presence of the fire department around brushy areas.
Right.
And I remember my father driving us down Hawthorne Boulevard, and on each side of the street were these real long fireworks stands. And you could,
this was when the fireworks were legal sometimes in Southern California, in certain areas.
Right, yeah. And I would. And my big thing wasn't so much the Piccolo Pete's, you know, the ones that spin around and whistle.
Right.
And also all the ones you sit in the ground on a wire
and it spins.
Light them and they take off.
Oh, those
have no idea where they go.
Yeah.
You know, they went on to my Uncle Preston's neighbor's roof one year
to catch it on fire.
No, but I mean, you know,
that's dangerous.
They had to watch it pretty carefully.
Yeah.
But so all of this stuff was fun. It was exciting, but it also had the air of danger, which we all liked. You know?
Of course, but now fires every 5 seconds all over the West and everywhere.
Yeah,
now.
You can't do it here anymore because you know, I never heard the term fire season until maybe about 25 years ago. And believe me, it's like clockwork around here. It's like somebody is out there. Soon as it gets to be about 91 degrees, 91 and a half,
yeah.
A fire breaks out somewhere in the high desert.
You're
and
right.
Suddenly, you know, people in Malibu are packing stuff up and heading south.
So were you like a troublesome young lad or something? Would you try to get these fireworks? You and your brother start to, you know, and your buddies try to sneak them off and fire them up on the 4th of July?
Well, we always had...
What? Give it to us.
We always had a secret source for cherry bombs.
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, that, and you and I are around the same age, you know, friends would always say, oh, I'll get you some cherry bombs. And just the thought of that, of the word bomb, did not sound good to little Mikey Horn, for gosh sakes. But, you know, you guys would get the cherry bombs. So you were some of the bad kids that would be lighting those things up.
No, we were good kids. We were fun kids.
But come on, cherry bombs?
Yeah, but yes. But we also had the ones that looked like dynamite. They were red. They were red. They were about this long.
They looked like dynamite?
They were about 2 inches long, and the fuse was in the middle, like a T.
Yeah.
And these things were, the guy would come up, you know, into our backyard, Mickey Culpepper, Mickey Culpepper, he's the moron that almost got everybody killed every time.
Because he had these.
Yeah, he always had access. Honestly, I said, well, I've never seen fireworks. That's construction explosives.
Yeah.
That's not
fireworks.
That's the type of stuff they use if they're going to work on the, you know, Santa Monica Freeway.
Yeah, they look like a stick of dynamite.
They do look like a stick of dynamite. And he says, oh, this is okay. This is going to be great. So we go out in the backyard and in the alley.
At your house in the
alley.
I
say, you can't let that off in my backyard. If my father knows you're in my yard with this dynamite, he will kill you.
It was like a cherry bomb, but it looked like a dynamite. Yeah.
So we went out, we went right past the fence into the alley.
Yeah.
Across the street was a empty lot.
Yeah.
And so so he put the stuff down there on a tin can, put a tin can over it and lit it, and we all took off and ran. And I'm telling you, the can went up like 200-300 feet up in the air.
Come on.
Unbelievable.
Come on.
I'm exaggerating, of course, because that's 20
it's
stories.
A story. Yes. Yeah. But it went up.
But it went up a long damn way, and we said, God, that's really great. And then I would hear in the background, Frederick! And I look over and I see my dad's head, you know, like this.
Looking over the wall.
Looking over the fence. He goes, come over here. And so I, you know, go over there and you know, he tried to reach through the fence and grab me. I pull away. He says, get over here. He says, whose fireworks are those? I said, it's Mickey Culpepper's.
That's right.
And so he came outside and looked down the alley. And there's Mickey running. It was like right out of the, Our Gang comedy. He was running high speed right down the...
One of the first running backs for the Rams, Mickey Culpepper.
Yeah, right. He was really crazy.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We are back in the Sports Lounge, we being yours truly, Michael Horn, and the one and only Fred Dreyer, whose birthday's coming up this Saturday. And Kyle says, hi, Fred, a little Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com announcement. Happy birthday. I thought it would be fun to ask, what's your most favorite birthday memory? What is it?
I think it might be, as a young boy, my mom and my dad taking my brother and I and meeting our cousins down in Manhattan Beach. In the sand when I was about 7, 8 years old.
First time, like, on the beach, really, to enjoy it.
Yeah, you know, just you're down there. It's timeless. I remember just looking up and down the beach, and it was just fantastic.
Uh-oh. We got a problem here now.
Something's
coming on right now.
Happy birthday,
Fred! Oh, brother. Staff is coming in right now.
Birthday
girl, Courtney Gadare, is having
your
birthday Sunday.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, brother.
Fabulous.
Happy birthday to you, Fred.
Happy birthday, dear
Fred.
Soul.
You knucklehead, you. Happy birthday.
Come here, Mike.
Happy birthday.
Come
over. To you.
Fred is picking that up. Can we go to a long shot on that, please, Mike Gary, if we could? Thank you. There's Fred. He was going to throw that at me. Yeah, turn it away from me. Thank you. That's beautiful. Look at how it says, happy birthday, Fred.
That's me.
Yes. You weren't that Fred that was in the old Lucille Ball show, were you?
Fred Mertz, that's me.
Fred Mertz Dreyer. It's his middle initial, by the way. Fred M. Dreyer.
Oh, thank you very much. One, two, three, four, five. There's five candles, Mike.
Yeah,
I think I got enough.
Blow it. Go ahead.
Think see, I have enough wind.
See if your wish comes
through.
Think
I have to bring somebody in.
Yeah.
You know how many.
That was Fred's wish was for me to disappear. That's good. Thank you.
We're going to give everybody. We're going to send everybody.
Yeah, you
who's
guys get
watching.
Behind Fred, would you? For one
thank
shot, please,
you.
Courtney, come back in here and something else. Mike Gary, who co-hosts the show, Mike, get there with Fred and wish him a happy birthday so everybody can see that you actually did come into the studio here with him. And that's
happy birthday, sir.
Here, Jennifer, get in there if you would, please.
Thanks, Mike.
Courtney, get in there if you would, please. Just
come on in.
Everybody get in there.
Happy
stay
birthday,
away from
Fred.
Me.
Yeah,
thanks so much.
Jennifer, we can't see you. Get into
thank
the picture.
You so much.
We're getting in the shot.
Yeah, there you
go.
That's good. See, there's a beautiful picture you guys can see. Suitable for framing.
All right.
Those happy will be available. At,
thank happy you. Party. I can't wait to get drunk Fred, with you guys later.
The FredDreyer.com website for $10 will make them available.
Thank you.
So this is really great. Thank you, guys. It's nice. So, what are you going to do for your birthday here this weekend now? You got a big weekend planned to get away after the show here? You're going to do something?
Well, I mean, the beauty of night. Very gracefully done.
The beautiful ballet, Mike Gary just went by the camera.
The great thing about having your birthday fall, you know, like on a Thursday.
Right.
Or right after 4th of July, having 4th of July be on a Thursday.
Right.
Thursday, Friday. Saturday is my birthday.
Yeah.
So you've got like 5 days to really.
Really ramp
milk,
up.
Milk the event.
People and, can know. Take you out. Right?
Didn't we go to Columbo's?
Yeah, we'll take you to Columbo's.
But didn't we go there on my birthday last time?
Yeah, I think we did.
I think we did.
Yeah. And one year I took you out to a drink one place and dinner some other place. I flew back into town with the lovely Cynthia and took you everywhere. That's never going to happen again. No, that's good. It's good.
What the hell happened? When did you
we had that? A good time, I'm telling you. Now, here this Pamela. Pam says, happy birthday, Fred. And do you
thank
think
you.
This profile accurately describes you? She sent along July birthday facts
that.
Here. That's like on the top of a can or something. It says July born facts, servings per container. And it says 24/7 servings per container. Intelligent, 105%. Sarcastic, boy, move it up from 90%. This should be 105.
It should be 1,000%.
Romantic? Would you say you're 100%? Rebellious?
Yeah, sure.
Rebellious? 110%. Tell it like it is. 200%. Boy, you believe that. Loyal to the end. You are loyal. 110%. Smart. 100%. I agree there. Problem solving? I'd put it up higher than 85%. Lie detecting? You're good at that, especially on trips to Dubai. 150%. Kindest if treated well, 200%. Dangerous when provoked. Yeah. When you get pushed too far to the wall, 1,000%, I would say.
That's kind of like my dad right there.
Really?
The bottom one is kind of like my dad.
And you get
which
going.
Is good. Yeah, I mean, you know, you're not going to go around picking fights, but you're going to like, you know, you always see the, in the jungle, you see the lion. You know, protecting the pride.
Yep.
And the male lion is the one that will run out from the pride out to meet, you know, the encroachment of the bad guy. You know.
Yeah, and you're kind of like the male
and they
lion.
Kind of like, and then you really got to do some extra provoking to get him to come all the way out. And when he does, that's it. You know.
Unless you're on the front
line.
You took care of the Lions when you played them.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, Eric says, Eric from New Jersey said, just wanted to say my girlfriend and I both loved your show, Hunter. You were a great actor. You brought realism and a great quality of character to the show. I also know about your record of two safeties in the same game, in the same quarter, by the way, Eric, and saw you on Life, Liberty, and Levin and agreed with all of what you said. And he says, the best to you.
Thank you, Eric, very much. I appreciate that.
Gary says, are you friends with Kevin Dobson, who played Crocker on Kojak?
Kevin Dobson. I've met Kevin. I don't know him.
Okay. Stevie says, what's your favorite place to travel to?
Orange County. You know, I'm telling you
something.
He's different. The California coast from Santa Barbara, Malibu, you know, all the way down to San Diego, La Jolla.
Yep.
Now, you can't beat that. Any place you want to pull off the road and hang it out, that's as good a place as any in the world,
believe me. Rita says, I'm a hunter and a Rams fan. On my bucket list, I have going to a home game and sitting next to you. That would be so awesome. What do you think, Fred?
Yeah. It probably won't happen, but it's a great thought to have and to talk to me about. I love that. Thank you.
Send your emails to this man, Fred Dreyer. Fred, F-R-E-D, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN Talk. Charlie, Robert, Nancy, CRNTalk.com, the Competition Radio Network, CRNTalk.com. Fred Dreyer, CRN Talk.
Thank you. Thank you, Rita. Thank you very much.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Final segment of our show now here on the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And so this is the 4th of July weekend. It's your birthday weekend, Fred Dreyer.
Yes, it is.
And it should be a celebratory time for you. Are you going to go to any 4th of July parades, any of that kind of stuff?
I don't know if there's a parade around here. I don't. They stopped having parades here a long time ago.
Yeah, there are not so many parades going on.
No.
But maybe just
I'm going to celebrate with friends. I'm going to celebrate with you.
Yeah, I'm going to take you out to dinner and do everything. And it's was it always like exciting for your birthday to be around this time of year? Kind of patriotic 4th of July.
Well, it was baseball. It was a lot of sunshine. It was a lot of eating outside, lemonade and all that stuff as a kid growing up, riding bikes. I remember I used to get up in the morning and it would be my birthday and my mom would say, don't be gone too long. We're going to have a little birthday cake and stuff, have some people come over. And I'd get on my bike and it was a red English racer. And I'd get on that thing and I'd put it in low gear and I would pedal out of the driveway and then I would be gone. I would go to Palos Verdes.
You'd ride everywhere?
I'd ride up to Palos Verdes.
Did you have training wheels on that thing?
No. Man, I could
go. You sure?
I could flat out go. I did some dumb stuff. Because, you know, Palos Verdes is up on a peninsula.
High.
It's high.
And then you come shooting and then, down.
So if on the backside, Palos Verdes Drive, it leads you right into Redondo Beach. So I would just come down and I just wouldn't stop at the stop signs.
Did you have handbrakes or did you have coaster brakes?
I had handbrakes and coaster brakes.
See, I had coaster brakes and my chain would fall off from time to time. So as
That would really work good.
I'd come down Owen Street and all of a sudden my brother would say, your chain is off. And I'd sit there and I'd start dragging my feet. I wore out some shoes, let me tell you.
No, it's believe me.
You got to slow down.
It's frightening when you realize you're too fast and you're not stopping.
Yeah, I was able to finally stop that thing, but I was wiggling back and forth and going, it's something else.
Yeah.
All right, well, Fred, happy birthday to you. Don't forget you can check out our podcast here, FredDryerShow.com. That's FredDryerShow.com. Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dryer. Twitter, Fred_Dryer. And email FredDryer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you?
It's a great day. It's a great day to be with you, my friend. And we'll see everyone next time, certainly.
Happy birthday to you, Fred.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.